As we reflect on our situation in India, on the overall COVID situation, it's also important to look at what is happening in those countries that appear to have genuinely won a large part of the battle against this virus. Israel is one of those countries, a country that continues to provide India with a lot of aid as well at this hour. But Israel itself took the battle to COVID last year, aggressively vaccinating its population with the Pfizer vaccine. By April, 54% of the entire country and 88% of people aged 50 and older had received both jabs. And now Israel is carefully telling its citizens that they can unmask in situations in public, in the open, and that schools are now open as well for students. Joining us now to tell us not just about the remarkable story of Israel as the world goes through this crisis, but also to reflect on the aid which Tel Aviv is providing New Delhi. Remember, Israel and India are very close strategic allies. Dr. Ron Malka, the ambassador of Israel to India. Thanks, Dr. Malka, very much for speaking to us. My first question, there's a lot of aid coming India's way right now. What are some of the areas of aid that you're focusing on just now?
Good evening, and thank you for having me. Well, we are mostly, focusing on the support of equipment that is engaged with oxygen supply. So it's oxygen generators, oxygen concentrators in many shapes, and also, breathing technology, advanced breathing technology that we can provide, respirators, advanced one, once whatever we can just provide to extend the ability to provide more oxygen to those who need it at the time.
And Ambassador, where is the aid going? Where are the oxygen generating plants going?
Well, it's going all over. Since we open few avenues of collaboration, it's not only a G2G collaboration. Most of it is G2G. So the government of Israel collected with a special task team that was designated by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, led by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but with many disciplinaries. We sent G2G thousands of oxygen generators and concentrators to the government of India, the central government, and they decided divided with the Red Cross. But only many other initiatives, all the private sector is also on hand with the public sector in Israel, all the people of Israel looking, searching every corner. Take, for example, Startup Nation Central Association that not only donated money, but also sent its people just to collect as much as equipment as we can from different places in Israel. So we are going to every corner. It's both the public and the private sector, private people, NGOs, all kinds of organizations, the Indo-Israel Chamber of Commerce, the Israeli Export Institute, so many organizations in Israel are on hand and doing whatever they do, searching every corner to send as much as oxygen equipment to India. And we send until now, today was the third aircraft, cargo aircraft with thousands of generators and more to come.
Right. Well, that sounds fantastic. Ambassador, tell us a little bit about the remarkable story in Israel. How did Israel decide to fight COVID?
Well, we realized in the first beginning of the pandemic that what we need to do is to ease as much as we can the curve of infection until we get a vaccine, until a reliable vaccine will be developed. Once this vaccine was developed, we started with a very massive operation of vaccinating all the population. We managed to vaccinate in less than 3 months, more than 90% of the eligible population for vaccination. And I think this is what works so well for us. That's how we came now to a stage that there is almost not an infection, but a few cases every day. The economy is totally open. We even let people, as you mentioned before, outdoors, not to wear masks, only indoors. And everything is open, schools, but you know, all the economy, the businesses, everything is open. And now we are trying to keep this as it is now.
Ambassador, when Israel went about with its vaccination strategy, were people asked to come to vaccination centers, or did your doctors go to areas and communities and vaccinate them proactively there?
The thing is, since the establishment of the State of Israel, we decided to focus on human resources. We didn't have any natural resources. We start our nation from scratch. So we focus on education and healthcare, public healthcare. So we have very good, very efficient public healthcare facilities that are already there from the beginning. So each and every citizen just to go needed to go to the center of public health in his neighborhood or whatever it is, and to get the vaccine. We just spread it all over the country, very well regulated and organized. So everyone that wanted and was available for vaccination got the vaccine.
And so now people are out on the beaches? Is that what's happening now? I mean, sooner than later, out in the open without a mask?
Yes, the beaches are full now. People are without masks, not only the beaches, all the public places. Yes, people, life is back to almost as normal as it was before the pandemic. Almost, I say, because there has been some changes.
Sure.
But mostly everything is open. The outdoors, nobody wear a mask, only indoors. And that's how it is now.
And schools are open as well. And that's so important for a totally younger generation.
Open. Schools are totally open. But as I said, many people now in Israel are focusing on supplying. It touched so much our hearts, and we feel so connected and so strong emotionally connected with India. So many Israelis, I get tens of thousands of approaches and emails, messages of people in Israel that just want to contribute, to help, to assist as much as they can with any equipment that they have. We now even renewing oxygen concentrators, different places. And after a quality test, we send them to India. So it's people-to-people effort and operation, and it warms the heart, and that's what we are focusing now. So it's not, even in schools, whoever can contribute, whatever they can do now, since understanding what is the situation now in India, I myself here with this special task team, but we get so much help. Everyone is on hand in Israel to see how we can support and help our friends back in India. And we don't forget that when this pandemic just broke out, India stood with us and helped us, first evacuating thousands of Israelis that were stranded all over India, providing us with medicines, with protecting gears, whatever we needed that we didn't have in Israel. This is the reflection of a genuine friendship. And we appreciate, we know how to appreciate it very much. And now we show again how strong this friendship is and how it's getting stronger and stronger from day to day.
Ambassador, it's such an important part, the emotional connect between our people. This time of the year is when we see hundreds, if not thousands, of Israeli nationals all over, for example, parts of Kashmir or Goa, elsewhere on their motorcycles, going up and down from Srinagar to Kargil and on to Leh. And they are so much a part of you know, that entire area among so many other areas, and people have come to accept them very deeply. It's so sad that they won't be there this year, right? At least not for the foreseeable future.
Yes, but this is only temporary. I think that as much as the vaccination operation in India will advance and proceed, you will have the same results as we have in Israel. So it's mostly about vaccination. Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. That's eventually what gives the real protection and stop the infection and really beats the this pandemic. So vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. This is our experience. We are now working on sending delegations of experts from Israel to share our knowledge, our know-how, achievements, our experience fighting this pandemic. It's not only about equipment, it's also about the experience that we share and expertise. So we are working on sending delegations of doctors and experts for corona, fighting corona, to India to assist as much as we can.
One or two more questions, Ambassador. Israel moved very quickly last year to acquire or to procure large doses of Pfizer. How was that key to your strategy that you knew you had to vaccinate, so you needed to acquire? And you spent money on that, right? I mean, there was an outlay and you spent and you bought. Tell us about the thinking at that stage.
This is what we call very well spent money.
Yes.
Yes, with good income and profit, yes, yes. So once we realized that this is going to be the solution, whatever we did was temporary, just to ease, as I said, the infection curve, but eventually in order to beat the pandemic, we need this vaccination. Once we realized that, yes, we reach out to those that produced the vaccine and made contracts. We were the first to make those contracts and to buy this vaccine. We paid very good price, but I think that it was one of our best investments, although we paid so much.
And Ambassador, of course, now there is no civil air traffic between Israel and India. You have very strict safeguards, obviously, in your country as well. Are you worried about this India mutant getting to Israel one way or the other?
What, getting to Israel?
The mutant, the double mutant.
It's not only India. I must say that we now understand that there is some dynamic with this misleading virus. And new mutants and variants are arising in different places in the world. And we understand that if you want to keep our achievements, we need to be very, very careful and really controlling those that are getting to Israel to see that we don't get any new variants in, and hopefully not variants that this vaccine that we have, we cannot give protection to, because this also might happen. We don't have any evidence for that as of now, but all the experts said that it might happen, because this virus has such kind of dynamics that we might find ourselves approaching a new variant that the vaccination that we have will not give protection. And that's what we are very concerned of. And that's why for many other countries in the world, we control and regulate those that come in, just to see that we don't bring any more variants and keep our achievements.
All right, Dr. Malka, thank you very much for speaking to us, and thank you so much for your help. And this close relationship between people is something that really truly does define our equation. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Song, for inviting me. Thank you.